Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Lamed Aleph. We are in Cheska Savatim. As we started on Erev Yantif, everybody also should have a Shana Tova, as we mentioned, Erev Yantif, and Shana Shalom Shalva for Klal Yisrael. Okay, Lamed Aleph, we are on the top of the daf. As we saw on the first day of Yantif, all of a sudden we have smaller dafim because the Rashbam took over, Rashi's grandson. We don't have, at least this version of Rashi's commentary on Bava Basra is not with us. Mustami, he wrote various levels of commentary, but the one that that is printed in our daf we do not have past daf chavtes, and therefore we are zocha to have Rashi's grandson's commentary, the Rashbam, from here on in until the end of Bava Basra, until we get back to Rashi on Sanhedrin daf beis in February, as Hashem. Okay, but now we continue. So some of the dafim are going to be smaller, more Rashbam, but the dafim themselves, especially in this parak, we will have some small dafim, but there's always a lot to talk about. But this week it works out in that it's still Slichus week, and we will have a shorter dafim. Okay, here we go. Ze Omer Shalavosai on the top. So as we're talking, there are machlokos between parties. There is an owner, and there is a squatter. There's a machzik, and there is a ma'arer. So this is the machlokas. This is an actual case, as we'll see. It's not just Gemara giving a hypothetical case. Zelmar shalavosai, zelmar shalavosai. There's an argument. They each say, this was my father's land. It's my forefather. The bachay azid. Zelmar shalavosai va'achaltiya shnei chazaka. Right? One says that this is my father's land, and I have the years of chazaka. Zelmar shalavosai. Hai asi sadi daf hasehi v'hai asi sadi da'achla shnei chazaka. It just about changes the gears a little bit. Either way, one of them has a raya, has edim, that he used to be his father's, and the other one does not, but the other one has edim that he ate the years of chazaka. So they both claim that it was my father's, but one of them has a raya to it, and one of them doesn't. And the other one says, I ate the year, the machzik says, I ate the years of chazaka. So Amar Rabba, Mala l'shaker. So Rabba says, the one who was machzik has a migu. Right, so we should believe him. Why, Miles Jack? I mean, what's his purpose in giving the claim that he did? He had a better claim. He could have said, "It was never my father's. I bought it from you," and we would believe him because he has edim that he ate the years of chazaka, that he ate 3 years, and there was no mecha'a in between. So he has a migu. As we mentioned in the past a number of times, Rav Elchanan talks about it at length in this Masechta, are the two understandings of Migu, as quoted by the Achronim. Either the simple understanding of Migu being that, he's probably telling the truth, because if he wanted to lie, he had a better claim to lie. And therefore, believe him for Taina A, because he could have Taina B, and we would have believed him for Taina B. So that's why we should believe him for Taina A. Right? The Bikasha of many Achronim masses, if people know a little bit of halacha, so then they'll always use migu for their advantage, and they'll always claim the worst claim to try to make sure that they're believed. Okay, but that's, we don't assume that people are...
They could have also made a better claim.
Right, they could have made a better claim, and they didn't, right? So they dafka, people are so lumdish that they make the worst claim, so generally we don't assume that. But that's one idea of migu. Or the other idea of migu, the other reason for migu, is more of a formal din, not so much based on svara. Not that we really think they're telling the truth, but it's a chiddush haTorah. The Torah says that if you could have claimed a different, better claim, then we give you the power of that claim, even though you didn't say it. Koach HaTaina, as it's called by Rabbi Elchanan. Koach HaTaina. And that's different. It doesn't mean dafka that we think you're telling the truth. But it's just Koach HaTaina has this power, and that has nafkaminas for many of the sugyas in Migu. What about Migu b'makam this, Migu b'makam that? What about Migu b'mafreya? What about the two Edim have the power of a Migu? All different... permutations of the Shiloh that come up. That is all the questions of Migu. So Rabba says, here, where there was one person that ate the years of Chazaka, but does not have a raya that it was his father's. The other one, the Marakama, has a raya that it's his father's. So we should believe the Mafzik, right? It's a Migu. The Rashba, another Rishonim, explained, based on the Gemara in a couple of lines, that we really... and then we'll come back to it. So only Abaya argues on Rabba, his Rebbe. It's Omar Le Abaya. It's not just Omar Abaya. Rashi points out on the fourth line, Omar Le Talmido Abaya. His student Abaya, Rabba's student Abaya, mentioned to him, what do you mean? Mali L'shaker B'makam Edim Lo Amrinan. This is called a migu b'makam edim. It's a migu that he could have said, I bought it from you, but makam edim, because the edim are basically saying that it's not his. It was the other guy's forefathers, or the other guy's father. So isn't this a case of migu against edim? And the power of migu does not work against edim. Abaye says to his Rebbe, didn't you teach me that? Right? The poskim don't explain it here, but it must be a case he followed the laws in Shulchan Aruch, how he argued with his Rebbe. He didn't say, Rebbe, you're wrong. Rebbe, right? It's Limatana Rabbeinu. The Gemara says, no, didn't you teach us that this doesn't apply? So Abaye says, it can't be that this is a good migu. What exactly is the machlokas here between Abaye and Rabba? Rabba also knew that originally, he just forgot the sugya of migu makam edim. L'chora he knew it. So the Rashba explains, the other Shana based on the Ramban, the Rashba says, no, it's not that. Yesh Lomar, the Ramban obviously like Abaye, he also obviously held of that concept of migu makam edim lo aminan. Ela alim migu. Maybe this migo is somewhat stronger. Why? De kol hecha de ihu mati ta'inu l'sakin diburei ana nekem enitta neveneske diburei. We're going to see in a minute that he's going to explain what he really meant. So it's not a regular migu, but it's a migu that could be explained that he really meant something else that is not against what the witnesses said. That's what Rabba was trying to say. You're right, migu makamaitim lo amrina, but this migu is different. This migu I can explain to mean something else, what I actually claimed. So it's not just a migu, and it's not neged edim. That's what Rabba is assuming. The name of the samchi alei kedavansi kamar, as we'll get to in a second. And Abaye answers him, no, it's still not good enough. That's what's underlying. But filo hachi amale Abaye, no. Ali male edusan shal edim. So lo amar ba filo migu kihai. No, the edim are biru, the edim are so strong that even this strong migu wouldn't, even this strong migu wouldn't be good enough keneged edim. That is the Rashba, the underlying discussion that is going on here between Abaye and Rabba. We shouldn't think that Rabba just didn't hold of it.
In those cases yesterday, we didn't introduce this Migo, like where he said he bought it from a third guy. And
right, in all the cases yesterday, he could have said, Migo, I bought it from you. Yeah. Right, Migo, I bought it from a third guy. Right, he says, La Baal Dram Dizia. So the Rashbam discusses it a little bit. The Rashbam discusses it a little bit. That's why we have these long Rashbams there on Amud Beis. But the Mishnah discusses a little bit that... what about Migu yesterday? Okay, so continuing the Gemara. So, Rabba says, Migu makam, you should say the Migu. Abaye says, no. So, Migu makam edim. Hadar amarle. So, Rabba accepts his Talmud's kasha. Right, it's also the Musar of a Rebbe. Right? After being told off by your student, you know, you change your thinking, and you don't just say, no. You don't just argue and try to keep what we think. Right? It's what we realize what the emes is. So Hadar Amalei in, you're right. Davasechi. Okay, you're right. This is what I meant to say. It was your forefathers. Visavintiminach, but I bought it from you. It was your forefathers. I agreed to that it used to be your father. Even though 5 minutes ago we claimed it was my father's, it was your father's. Right? We're just screaming at each other. So now I'm changing. I'm modifying the claim that I said. I said it was your forefathers. You're right. I admit it was your forefathers, but I bought it. The fact that I said it was my forefathers, all I meant was the samach li alak da'afasi. I'm so secure in my claim, it's as if it was my father's. But not that it really was, not that it really was my father's. It's so strong. Rashi says, right across from where we are, Hayiti somech. I remember at the beginning of some of those Nazir Sota Masechtas, it was also... I had to take time to the Pirush, not just Rashi. Hayiti somech u'muftach al karkazu. I'm somech, I'm muftach on this land. Ki'ilu hi shel avosai. It's as if l'fi she'achzakti ba b'shofi u'be'edim. I have witnesses on it, and I've been on it. V'karisi me'avosai. I bought it from your fathers. That's what I meant by saying it was my fathers. I'm so strong and connected to this land. It's as if I bought it from you. So this is a big sugya, as the Gemara is going to talk about now, modifying claims after I say one thing. I said claim A, and then I say claim B. Number one, in cases of modifying. Number two, in cases of changing. Am I allowed to ever change a claim? So we're going to talk about this in a minute. When it comes to witnesses, of course not. Why? That's called kivin shehiget shuvei nechozer umaget. That's the sugya that comes up elsewhere, that once Adam testify, they can no longer change it. And maybe Tokadei Dibur, that's about it. Right? Without generally, except the two The Shtayim Shehin Arba, the two that are really four exceptions, all later on about Basra, and a couple of about 100 blot from now, right? The Sugya of Tokadei Dibur. So then you could claim when the Tokadei Dibur, right? Halacha L'maisa comes up these days, right? A Melech HaKadosh, Tokadei Dibur, you have to remember. But other than that, you're not allowed to change your claim. Kivin Shehigin Shuvede Chozer Umakin. Does that apply to the parties themselves? Kivin Shehigin. So the Gemara is going to talk about it, and the Achronim discuss it right now. Just one point that I want. Oh, actually, we'll skip that for now, and then we'll mention it in a second. So that's the sugi here. So he explained, he modified his shita. So now the Gemara says, Toin v'chozer v'toin. Oh, ain't chozer v'chozer. Oh, ain't toin v'chozer v'toin. So could a person change his claim? The person allowed to claim something and then change his claim or not? So the Rishonim explain here. This isn't a general idea. Totally changing something. No, the Rashbam says, what about, could a person modify his claim and say, this is what I meant? That's the question here. Toin v'chozer v'toin. It sounds like this major sugya. You let it change your claim? No, nobody agrees. Nobody thinks that you could totally change your claim. I say Reuven killed Shimon. And then, actually, that would be witnesses. Mm-hmm. Let's say I say I owe you $100. And then the next day I say, I don't owe you $100. Right? The first thing was Hodos Baldin. It was Kameh Eidah, but it was still Hodos Baldin. I can't change my claim. No, what if though, like this case, I said it was my forefathers, and now I'm explaining what I meant to say, what it was as strong, and I was muftach in it as if it was my forefathers. Right, that's what the Rashbam says. The chozer achreichin liton dvarim acherim litaritz dvarim harishonim. Aval bishem achisham tzaz. Even though it's a little contradictory, but really this is what I meant. So are you allowed to do that? Toin v'chozer v'toin. So it's a machlokas. Ula amar toin v'chozer v'toin. Nardoi amar eino toin v'chozer v'toin. Ula says yes, Nardoi says no. But now we modify each of these shitos. Ironically. Each of them that are arguing about modification, now we modify each of their shitos.
Yeah, it's also yesterday where he says, the only reason why I said that so I wanted to deal with you instead of dealing with him.
So yesterday, since it's not exactly the same, but there is a sugyig subis that's called amasla. Amasla means an excuse. Why I said something even though I didn't mean it. We'll talk about that in a second. Like somebody comes to court and says, no, somebody like, there are people that are trying to marry a woman, and the woman says, I'm married. Eshazishani. And then an hour later, she says, I'm really not married. She accepts Kedushin. So is she not allowed to do that? So she says, all these men were very inappropriate. I was not interested in these suitors. And, you know, but, so that's an amasla. Woman hilchas nida. She'll tell her husband that, you know, I'm asura. Then an hour later, she'll say, I'm okay. I was just tired before, and I wasn't strong enough. So do we trust amaslas? That's not modifying. That's changing. That's giving an excuse. Why I lied beforehand.
Right, but that's not changing.
Right, but that's...
That's explaining why you lied.
Right. I mean you're not trying to modify and explain now what I meant. Now you're just saying something different.
But you're sticking to the exact word you said.
Right, here you're sticking to your words. Right, that's why it's different. It's better and worse, I would say. Right. When you're given a masla, you're giving an explicit reason, but you're trying to change totally what you said. Here, you're not giving a reason why you said it. You are somewhat, but why you said such an unusual lashon, but you are explaining what you said. So this is toin v'chozer v'toin. So modi ula, so even ula who says you're allowed to be toin v'chozer v'toin, admits, heicha, if you said something originally that you cannot fit in what you're changing it to now, so then you're not allowed. In a case where you're not giving an amasla, you're not giving an excuse. Heicha de amrle shalavosai. If somebody says originally it was my forefathers, v'lo shalavosecha, and it wasn't your forefathers. So then, the inner toin v'chozer v'toin. Then we do not believe you to say that, yeah, it was your forefathers, but I just bought it from them, and the only reason I said it was mine, it was because, you know, it was so strong. You can't fit that into your words. If originally you said it was mine and not yours, forefathers, so then we say, it cannot work. Let's stop there for a minute. So this is what we paskin. If you look on the Rambam, you look on the Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that if you are changing... If you're not modifying, but you're changing what you originally said, and you do not give an excuse for what you said earlier, then you can't. You can't change. There's one of the parties that says it's bigger, they change it, they can't. But then there's the Rimigash. All the Rishonim here discuss the Rimigash, and it's not just the Rimigash, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Simin Pei, in Choshe Mishpah, quotes this Rimigash. Rimigash right here says, Vidavka Hecha Delo Hadar Mitanase Kamaisa El Labasar Dasu Sadi. When do we say that you cannot change? When does Ula say you cannot be toin v'chozer v'toin if you're changing what you said? right? And you're not modifying. That's only after witnesses come, and then you want to change. Then you can change. But if witnesses did not come in the interim, and I just said 1A, and then I'm changing it to B, Matzi lafuche tanate mi ptur liptur kigon zos. If I'm just giving two different reasons why I'm pater, I'm staying in my taina of pater, but I change it, so then I'm, and Eidim did it come in between to contradict me, then I'm allowed to do that. Okay, go on, I'll give you another example. Shemar mitchila lo lavi. See, somebody says, you owe me 100 bucks without proving it. And I say, I don't know, I never borrowed money from you. I know what you're talking about. And then an hour later, I come like, you know what? I did borrow money, but I paid you back already. Right? Ukatoin lavisi uparati. Ne'eman. He's alive. He believed in the second shot. Afal pisha machish dvar varishonim. That's the Rimi Gash that you're allowed to do that. What is this based on? What?
In other words, Ula and Arda would agree to
that. Ula and Arda is only because the other guy has witnesses.
Right.
The other guy has witnesses, right. This is according to everybody. The Shiloh that the Achronim, the Ksos, and others ask on this chat, he asked on the Shulchan Aruch, right? This is the source of the Rimi Gash. He says, 1 minute. What's the svara for this? What's the svara why one is allowed to be towing v'chozer v'towing? Discuss. Pashtus is, says the Ksos, how he's quoted in some Rishonim, Pesha Aser or Pesha Hiter. The whole source of your claim is you, so you can change it. It's not that we have the just like, right, just like Asia Sishani, you Grushani. A woman comes to court and says, we have no idea who this woman was. She comes to court and says, I was never married. I'm a single. And then the next day she says, you know what, I was married, but I'm divorced. So do we believe her? What if she said it the other way? Do we believe her? So it's called Pesh Aso Pesh Eater, right? The mouth that created the problem is believed to get out of the problem, right? The two places in Shas where the Gemara says, what do you need a pasuk for this? Isn't it a Svara? That's one of them. Ksupas chavbeis. Pesha asa pesha hitir. The Gemara thinks it's a pasuk, and says it's a svara. The other one? Vavakam en vav, amotim mechaber alav araya. Two places where the Gemara says, it's not a pasuk, it's a svara. Svara who? So you see svaras on the level of daraisa.
So according to the Rimi Gash, if you're a dayan, without witnesses, you have to believe this guy.
So you have to, well, we'll get to that in a second. Pashas, according to the Rimi Gash, you have to believe the guy. So the question, though, is that the Ksos asks it's on the Shita, but what do you mean? What if Edom come afterwards?
About that.
What if Edom come after he says his second claim? If that's true, like the case of the woman, Eishazish ani, you grushani, and then I was never married. Then Edom come and she was Eishazish. So you know what we say? We say that you should not believe anymore because there's no more Pesha Asar. There's no more Pesha Asar. Once Edom come later on and ruin the Pesha Asar, then the claim is ruined. So ask the Ksos here too. If Edom come later on and say it was Shelav Osav of the other guy, then the first claim should be knocked out. If that's true, he has no Migu for the second claim and the whole thing should fall apart. That's the Ksos's Kasha. If you say it's really based on Pesha Asar, then the whole thing should fall apart. So in the notes here, in the Migu Rimi Gash, he gives one answer. He says, no. He says, the Migu is the reason why at the moment we would believe the second claim. But once we believe the second claim, it's not based on Migu anymore. The second claim could stand on its own. The Rimi Gash is not saying that there's always a link between the two. Once the second claim is accepted, the migu is needed to claim, but once you claim, it's finished. Even if Edom come and ruin the first claim, he still believes in the second claim. It's only if you have a whole claim that's based on Migu and Pesha Asar, would you say it is ruined? But here, says the footnotes, maybe it's not based on that once you claim the second claim. That's one answer given by the notes in the Rimi Gash. Good. The other aspect, this is where a lot of action is on the daf, so I'll mention it now. The other issue is brought up by Rav Elchanan here. Rav Elchanan asks a kasha on this. He says, how can you say toin v'chozer v'kohen? Don't we have the principle by Edim of Kivit Shehigid? What's the difference between Edim and a party? And one of the parties involved, the defendant. Right? Why toin v'chozer v'toin? If we know Edom can't contradict themselves, even if other Edom don't come in between. So what's the difference? So Rabbi Chanan gives one answer. He says, V'nireh t'bazeh chaluka odas paldin mehagadis edus. He says, Edom, it's gzeiras hakasef. Kibet shehigit shuvet v'chozer magid. There's no reason why we shouldn't believe that they're changing their claim. Gzeiras hakasef. Once you give edus, you can't. Even if what you're saying, you're explaining, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You have a gzeiras hakasev, you can't change it. Aval hodas baldin, like a gzeiras hakasev, deino chozer umagid. Right? There's no gzeiras hakasev. Why wouldn't we let you claim Because maybe you think you're not telling the truth. Why would you? Why are you changing your claim? Maybe you thought of a better. Maybe you're not telling the truth. But if there's a reason for us to believe you, so then we'll let you. That's where migu comes in. By aid, then you have a zero sakasa. Period. That's it. But by person, we generally wouldn't allow you to change because we think you're lying. So, for example, if you testify first lachova, you have to go and say I owe him $100, and then you're changing that. We're not going to let you change. He only says to me, p'tur l'p'tur, you're allowed to change. Because there we think you're lying. But if there's no reason, if we think that you have a good reason why you're changing your claim, p'tur l'p'tur, then we would allow you to do it. That's a bochana. Says the Minchas Asher beautifully. The Asher Weiss right here in his Sefer Bava Basra. He says, a chilek that we mentioned, I think we mentioned it earlier in this Masechta. He says, no, a little deeper. Hodas Baldin, Edom versus a person. When Edom testify, and they say, Ruvain o Shimon Mani, are they testifying about the obligation? Or are they testifying about what happened? When it comes to witnesses, we always assume that they are testifying about what happens. That's the power of Edom. That's the birur of Edom. When I testify that I owe Reuben $100, I have no idea whether it happened or not. Because hodas baldin means I'm testifying about the obligation. Right now I owe you. That's all. You don't have power. One person doesn't have power to say this happens. But one person has power to create an obligation. So that's the difference between Edim, and he goes through the whole in Siman Yud Zayin here. He says that's why Hodas Baldin is Eina Bahachasha. What if somebody comes and says, I owe you $100, I borrowed yesterday. And then Edim come and say, but you were with us the entire day yesterday. There's no way you could have borrowed $100 from him. You know what? He still owes $100. Why? The two Edim saying it's Mukhash. The answer is because Hodas Baldin is not saying this is what happened. However it happened. What the Dayanim accept is that this is what's owed. That's an aid. But by Edom, it's actually what happened. And therefore, once Edom, you know why Kivin Shehigid? Because once Edom testify one thing, they can't change it, because now they're changing what happened. So you can't change what happened. You told us A happened, I told us B happened, doesn't work. But a person who says something and now changing, he's not saying what happened, he's explaining an obligation or a lack of obligation. So he's still the same thing. He's still saying that. There's no difference between today and tomorrow. Because what the Dayanim accept is only the obligation. But once Edom come afterwards, so then he can't change it, like the Rimigash says. That's his Svara for, again, this is something that comes up all the time, but it's a Yesod Gadol that Edom versus a party. Are they testifying about what happened? Or are they testifying about just the obligation? And it doesn't really matter. He says something that happened. But it's not that we accept that and trust that in court, because we don't trust that. And maybe this is about any cheskas kashrus. When somebody says, in Hilchos Isurim, this is right. We're allowed to. Do we assume that it's kosher if witnesses come and say it's not kosher afterwards? So we trust the witnesses. But there's a cheskas kashrus. You can testify that I can act based on this. Yeah.
Isn't this the famous with Tosin Amana Beis?
So he says. Finish first. I don't want to interrupt you.
Tosin Amana Beis he quotes Achronim with the Marim Belev and right. Himself. But what's why Hodash Baldin?
He suggests exactly Rav Moshe's question about doesn't the Ksos talk about how do you really understand Hodash Baldin? Is it Ne'emanus or is it Neder, as he says it? Is it really that you trust? So he says, even if you say Hodash Baldin is Ne'emanus, it's not the same Ne'emanus as Edom. Even if you take the approach that it's real Ne'emanus, but it's not, it's maybe we actually Legabi this guy, we believe that he owes, but not that we believe that it happened. Is he accepting a neder that he owes? Or we really believe that this took place, but not exactly the details. So even, he's supposed to, even if you say Ne'emanus and Exos, still, he would say, it wouldn't be good enough. Okay, so that's Rabbi Elchanan and the Minchas Asher on this line. Right. Says the Gemara, so again, we have a machlokas between Ula and Nahardoi. Whether a person could modify their claim. So now we say, even Ula would agree that if it's totally, you can't change it because originally he said it's not your forefathers, you can't. And then also, the Hecha Davi Kai Beitina, Velotan, what if somebody is in court and he didn't make the claim? Vyasi Me'avraivatan, what if he left court and then he comes back into court and now is trying to modify? So then Eno Chozavatan, then even Ula agrees you can't. Why? My Taima, Tanase Agamre, his friends outside told him what to say. Right? If he's still in court. So fine, we assume that he's now explaining himself. But if he goes outside, can't come back in. Can't come back in. Umodi, is there such a thing in the legal system? Any lawyers here tonight? Right, I know. Once you leave court, is there any type of asukin ba'oso inyan idea in the legal system?
Well, now the lawyers come with you. This is the raya that the archer dayanim that they didn't come.
Right,
with
the lawyers. I don't know. Right, I know the antler is in the Rishonim. Sugis of antler, which is lawyers in Masechta Shavuos that comes up. The Flamid. That's where a lot of the Rishonim discuss antler, which is lawyers. You know, so I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they're in court. What would the same halacha apply if a lawyer whispers something to you? Is that not good enough? It goes Tanase Agmarai. Or maybe you say the lawyer is you. It's an extension of you, so it's not a problem. Okay, Tonim. Umodin Ardoi, the other way, and Nahardoi, who says you cannot be Tonim Vachozav Toin admits, Hecha de Amarle Shalavosai Shalakhuhu Meavosecha to Chozav Toin. Right, if originally you said this, Avosai Shalakhuhu Meavosecha, so that would be okay. Look at the third wide line of the Rashbam. Modin Ardoi, Bezeshaton Mitchila Shalavosai. If he originally says Shalavosai, Vachazavaton Shalavosai Shalakhuhu Meavosecha, it was my forefathers, and now he says, my forefathers who bought it from your forefathers. So that's Mamish just adding on to what he said. You're not changing anything. Right, the Chozavaton, that you could do. Then the Rashbam continues, De'ena Oker Dvarvar Ishonim Klau, Elamosav Alayim. Right, so there you're not modifying anything. You're just adding on and really just being more expansive than you originally were. And he has a chesed gemal shanim, and therefore he would be allowed to say this. Tosfos has a suffix here in modu. Would he be able to say this even if after he left court? What if he left court and came back to court and then said this? Would Nardoi even agree then? Tosfos says mesaf galari hecha denafik levroi v'chazar v'asa lebesdin. So Tosfos has a suffix. Most Rishonim say not. Most Rishonim say he would not be able to say this after he leaves. Some Rishonim, the minority, the Rivash, says yes, but Rabbi Yonah, the Rashba, and others say no. Once you leave court, finished.
But how would we leave it? He said he got it from my father, but he didn't explain where his father.
He said it was my father's, yes. And you said it was your father's.
Okay.
That was the original claim.
Right.
And now he comes back to Bezin and says, you know what? Oh, it was my father's, but they got it from your father's.
Okay. Let's say he didn't.
Because the other guy has edim on his father's, and I don't. That's the sugya. The other, the ma'arer, the one who's complaining here, has edim that it used to be his father's. I have cheskas gimel shanim, but I claimed it was my forefather's, and I don't have edim on it.
Okay, so let's say you said, and I got it from your father, but you don't have edim that said that, and you have edim that said.
But then already I could have said migu. I could have said I bought it, and I have cheskas gimel shanim here. Right, that's Chagot HaTanya. So here you said something different, though. So that's why you didn't say what you could have said. Okay. V'hechad yishtoi mili me'avroi v'lotan. What happened the other way? What if they're standing outside of court? What if they're standing outside of court? Let's say they're being interviewed, right? Interviewer, they're saying all these claims outside of court. This is what we're going to claim. This is what we're going to tell the judge. And then they go into court and say something totally different. Right? They say something outside of court. V'lotan. V'asa lebeidina v'tan. T'chod v'toin. Also, Nardoi says there we allow it. Why? My time of an initial migli daitel beidina. Sometimes people don't really give their real claim until they get to court. So therefore, we don't care what you said outside. Outside of court has different halachas. Again, from Masechta Shavuos, different types of shvua. If I'm mashbia you outside of Bezdin, that is a different status than in Bezdin. In court is a different halacha. Amar Ameimar, Ano Nardoi Ano v'svira litoin v'chod v'toin. I am an Ahardian. And I hold that you're allowed to be toin v'chozer v'toin. V'hilchasa toin v'chozer v'toin. So you're allowed to modify. You're allowed to modify. But you can't change totally. Contradict. Zeo mershal avosai v'chulu v'zeo mershal avosai. Next case. They each say it was my forefathers. Hai aisi sadidav hasi v'achlishonei chazaka. V'hai asi sadidav achlishonei chazaka. They each claimed shal avosai. They both have rayas that they ate the years of chazaka. The same years. How do you have that? I don't know, maybe like yesterday's sugya, we didn't get to talk about it on Mar. Shchuni Avroi, Shchuni Gavoi, right? All those, the sugyas. Also, I was on the inside room, I was in the outside room. But either way, so they each have rayas, they each have edim that they ate those years, but only one of them has a raya that it was the forefathers. So, Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, simple. Uki Achila, Labadi Achila, the edim of the years of Chazaka knock each other out, throw them out. So what's left? So one of them witnesses that it was his forefather. So he wins. He wins because the AD of the Shnei Chazaka knock each other out. Says the Rimigash here. Also, he says, why don't we say we have in other sugyas called to Olam Gvar? Called to Olam Gvar. Let the strong man win. Which, Machlokas Rishonim, does that mean literally strong man? Or does that mean the one who has the stronger claims? right? Also, is that a real din? Is that extra legal? Is that, right? What kind of din is called the alam var? The Rimi Gash says you can't say that here, because you only say that here, you only say that in a case which is exactly equal, when the parties are on exactly equal footing. And here they're not. Here it's not. Here one of them has witnesses, shall have osai. So that's why you don't say called the alam var here. So, he wins, says Rav Nachman. Amar Rava, Hayitz Mocheshesi, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? The Edim, if once we knock out the Edim, right, similar to what we've said elsewhere, Pagina Dibura, you can't say Pagina Dibura. Once you knock out the witnesses and the witnesses are contradicted, you got to throw them out. So Amar Lei, Rav Nachman says, no. Nehid is kachish ba'achilasa, ba'apasa mi is kachish. Regarding the years of Chazakah, they're knocked out, they're contradicted. But regarding the forefathers aspect, that they're not contradicted. And you could split and look at each statement separately. Says the Rashbam, but look on the bottom of the previous Amud again.
You would argue with that and say that since they both brought witnesses and one of them is lying, why should we take someone's word for it?
Exactly.
We're gonna, chance that he brought someone who's lying.
Exactly. Well, so the Rashbam says, explaining Rava, one of them is for sure lying. You don't know which one, so you got to throw them both out. That's the bottom Rashbam. You have to be Mavatel Eidus Lagamrei. One of them is for sure a liar. Tosfos here discusses, again, we don't have time for it, but Tosfos discusses. Who are we talking about here? We're talking about Rav Nachman and Rava. So Rava says, throw it all out. Rava is the one in Sanhedrin who holds Eid Zomeim Mikanu Lahabahu Nifsal. When an Eid is proven to be a Zomeim, do we say he's a Zomeim and Pasul from the time he testified or from the time the Eidim Mazimin come? Rava holds it's Mikanu Lahabahu from the way, when the Eidim Mazimin come. So why does Rava say the whole thing is knocked out? Rava says the 80 years of Chazakah, but previously it had been the forefathers. So Tosfos has a big discussion here, Shitas Rava. One of the big answers is maybe there's a difference between Hazama and Hachasha. Maybe you cannot compare the two. The big sugya, how do you relate? Is Hachasha Tchilas Hazama, which is the Lashon of the Gemara there in Sanhedrin, or do you say no, they're different institutions? But that's this great Tosfos here on the bottom of Amit Al, Hachasha and Hazama. So back to the Gemara. So we have Machlokas, Rava, Rav Nachman, and Rava. The Rashbam says we pass like Rav Nachman. So Lema Rav Nachman, but Plukta Ravuna Rav Chizkam Iflagi. Let's say this machlokas is another parallel machlokas. The Itmar, basically the Edom Amachisha Zuazu, two witnesses that contradict each other. Amar Ravuna, Zubav Avne Asmo Me'idav, Zubav Avne Asmo Me'idah. Ravuna says two witnesses that contradict each other could go separately and be good Edom somewhere else in different cases. You're allowed to do that. Right? Rav Chisda Amar, no, but Hadi Sadi Shakri Lamali. What do you mean? One of them is for sure lying. You don't know which ones. So therefore, you know, you can't trust them. They're not trusted, period. They're psulim. The Rashbam notes that even Rav Huna admits that one from each group is not allowed to team up for an Edus. Right? If you have one from one group and one from the other group, they can't go and testify. Because one of them is lying. If you have them separately, then you can trust them. But if you have one from each one, then you cannot. So the Gemara says, Rav Nachman Damak Rav Huna, Rav Rav Chisda. Should you say it is a parallel machlokas? So Gemara says no. I leave the Rav Chisda kol yamalo pligi. No, they cannot be arguing within Rav Chisda because Rav Nachman for sure does not hold like Rav Chisda. Rav Nachman, because Rav Chisda says even in a separate case, they're not trusted. So surely here within one case, we're not going to trust them. So Rav Chisda, you can't say it's a machlokas within them. Ki pligi, I leave the Rav Huna. So maybe though they're arguing about Rav Huna. Maybe they each can hold of Rav Huna. So according to Rav Chisda, it's for sure machlokas. Only one of them could all like Rav Chisda. But maybe they could both all like Rav Huna. Rav Nachman Rav Huna. Rav Nachman is straight like Rav Huna that you trust them on the other part. Rav Huna, Rav no. Arka lakam Rav Huna ela edus acheres. When does Rav Huna say they're allowed to testify for a different edus? Not this one. Avala osa edus lo. But here, they came to say it was the forefathers in Shani Chazak. It's one case. So maybe even Rav Huna would agree that you're not trusted here. Fine. So that is what happened, and Rav Nachman won. Rav Nachman won the case. So what happened later? But then what happened? The guy who didn't have the witnesses that it was his forefathers brought them. So now they're back to being equal. Right? They both had Edom for the years of Chazakah, and now they both have witnesses that it was their fathers. So Amar Rav Nachman says, okay, we gave it to this guy, we're going to take it away from him. And Lezilusot the Beidina Lo Chayshinon. We're not Choshesh for the Zilzul Bezdin. Not Choshev Zilzul Bezdin. Masiv Rava, Vitim Rav Rabbi Zeira, really you're not? Shnaim Omer Meis, Shnaim Omer Lo Meis. Two witnesses say that the woman's husband died, and two say not. Shnaim Omer Nisgarsha, Shnaim Omer Lo Nisgarsha. Two say that she's divorced, and therefore there's no chiyuv of Yibum, and the other one says she's not divorced. When they have trey trey in the case of Edus Isha, Harizi Lo Tinase, she cannot get married L'Chachila, V'Mises Lo Teise. But if she did get married, so then she's Lo Teise. We let her stay. And the Gemara says, what do you mean you let her stay? Isn't it a Safik Daraisa? So the Gemara says the case must be a case where she says Barili. She's sure. So it's not a Savi Daraisa. She's sure. So she, only if she get married, she can stay married. Rav Nach, Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Teisi, no, she has to leave. Omer, Rabbi Nachem, Rabbi Yossi, Emasayani, Omer, Teisi, when does she have to leave? It's only when there was a stira, there was trey before she got married. Aval Nises, V'yakach Bo, Edem Arizilo Teisi, but if she first got married, and meaning she got married with the Heter of Bezdin, and then witnesses came and say, but your husband did not die, then she could stay married. Why? Because you're worried about Zilzul Bezdin. Once Bezdin gives you the Heter to marry, you can't change it. So you see, we are worried about Zilzul Bezdin. So how does Rav Nachman say not? So Amalei, okay, Anasavi Lemevet Ovda. I wanted to act and take it back, but Hashtva, those Vinan Ak. But now that you ask me this Kasha, Va'osun Rav Hamnuna Misurya, I also got a letter from Hamnuna. He asked me the same Kasha, Lo Avina Bovda. Okay, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Next line, Nafa Gavadovda. He did it. So man, the Chazal Savar to Usahi Biyade. People thought he made a mistake. He forgot his conversation from yesterday. Vilo, and really not. Elamishum, Detalia Bashli Ravarvi. Really, he was leaning on great trees. Really, he had other Tanaim that held that you do not have to be worried about Zilusa de Medina. Those great rabbis, we'll have to see tomorrow what they say in terms of who holds that you don't have to worry about Zilusa de Medina. But first we'll start with a discussion in the Ramban and the Rashba about, is Zilusa de Medina only if you acted based on the words of Bezdin? What if Bezdin just gave you the heter? Is that strong enough to apply the principles of Zilusa de Medina? Okay, Bezdin, that'll be tomorrow, Bezdin. Zilusa starts in 4 minutes.